I'm driving right now, so I hope you guys can hear me okay. But yeah, I had a weird couple days. I don't know when the last time I did one of these is. So I'm getting married. I proposed to Miss Maggie, and we're gonna get married in January, which is pretty crazy. So yeah, we're both really excited. And so leading up to the proposal, there was actually a ton of spiritual warfare stuff. We had problems with work that I had, just stuff I had not ran into the whole week leading up to it. It was crazy. And I was planning to propose on that Friday, and I did. And but yeah, just leading up to that, there was an insane amount of problems with my business, and we got it all figured out. But now, even since then, so yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago that I proposed. There's just been a crazy amount of stuff that's tried to come at us with sicknesses and different things. And I, this week on Monday, I got home and I smashed my fingers in the door of the box van. One of the box vans that I have in the, it's like a semi-truck door. It slides open and shut. And the cable snapped, and I was pulling it really hard down, and it snapped and landed on my pointer finger and my middle finger on the right side. And yeah, it was crazy. Like, I didn't even know what to do at first. I was in so much pain. I was just dancing around my driveway praying. I was like, oh, and I was just like, and I didn't even want to look at him, you know. So I was just praying in tongues, and I was like, I gotta call somebody. I'm like, I'm gonna call Maggie. Okay. So I call Maggie, and I'm like, not calm at all. And it's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You should look at this. So she's like, yeah, I'll look at it. I'm like, okay, I'll come to you. So I drove over to her apartment. She comes outside, looks at it. She's like, oh my gosh. So we go over to her parents' house. They live like 2 minutes away. And they're looking at it. Or no, they didn't look at it, sorry. We're looking at it in the bathroom, and then Maggie's mom comes in, and I'm like freaking out, you know, and I keep laughing. Like, I'm not crying, I'm not complaining or anything, but I just kept laughing and laughing and laughing, and just hysterically, like I was on drugs or something. That's how it felt, you know. It felt like I was on drugs. It was crazy, just the amount of pain I was in, and my endorphins or whatever must have kicked in, so I felt like I was high, and I just kept laughing. And anyways, Maggie's like, we should probably go to the ER. And I'm like, I think so. And I normally don't go in for anything, but this, I was like, yeah, this is bad. So I agreed to go. And we went into the ER, and they looked at it or whatever. And it was the same thing there. I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. Oh my gosh, I was freaking them out. I was freaking the nurses out. And yeah, I don't know what it was. But on the way over to, I'm going to include a clip of this at the end. I'll give another intro to it before we put it on here. It'll be a strange thing to share, but I was just praying. I was doing communion, basically, as I was driving over to Maggie's, and I was in just an excruciating amount of pain at that point. This had just happened, right? So I'm going to put a clip of that in at the end, because I felt like I should. It's just the way I was praying. I was like, it was weird. I felt like God was like, just stop and record this, because it's important the way we respond to stuff when we're in pain or when stuff's not going well. And it, you know, having an intimate relationship with God, like actively seeking the Lord and spending time with Him in the secret place, like that's how we have that sort of response. So it's not works, it's just relationship with Him, you know? So anyways, yeah, broke my fingers. I fractured the tips of them, so they're kind of, there's like a little splinter on the tip of each one. It's not really that bad, but it was really painful. And then my van broke down. Had to get it's like an $800 repair. It should be done today with the alternator. This was on the same day as the finger. Plus the other van door broke, so that's like a $1,000 repair. And then my other van, the transmission went out on it. So that van's shot. That van's going to the dump. Anyway, so all of that in like, you know, between Monday and Tuesday. And now today's Wednesday. And I woke up and I'm pretty sure I got COVID. because we had a bunch of other people get COVID because I'm sick and I got poison ivy on my foot. So it was crazy. It was a whole bunch of things all at once. And it's like, so it's not flesh and blood. Our warfare stuff, it's not with flesh and blood. It's spiritual, right? And the whole time, you know, it's like the enemy wants to talk us out of who we are in Christ. And man, when we know who we are, when we've spent time with God in the secret place, when we've received His love, when there's nobody else around, there's nobody looking, when we've gotten real with God in that place, like, and He's just built us up, man, it doesn't work. Well, that stuff doesn't work. Because it's like the enemy wants us to sin. He wants us to believe that, like, you know, God's doing this stuff, or God's hurting us, or God's not protecting us, or something like that, right? When it's not true at all. Like, God loves us. He's never changed His mind about us. Like, who we are in Christ is children of God, completely delivered, completely healed, set free. All God sees is our potential. He sees us in perfection. He sees us through the finished work of the cross. He sees us through the blood of Jesus. He sees us the same as Jesus in the sense of we're completely without sin and completely free. But the devil wants to convince us otherwise, and he wants us to sin, and he wants us to go the other way, and he wants us to forget who we are. But man, when we know who we are, when we've spent time in that place letting God do a work in us, it just doesn't work, man. And I'm telling you, there might have been a bunch of stuff going on, and we've all had times like that where there's been a bunch of stuff going on, but I'm not moving. I'm not changing, dude. It's not going to work. Like, I'm following Jesus, man, and I'm going to love people and help people and be a blessing and love the people around me, man. So I don't know. I wanted to share all that. Here's the prayer I was praying. This will be weird. It'll be weird. And some of you'll think this is weird. You'll turn it off. A lot of people probably turned this off already. I don't know. But I wanted to share this because I felt like it would be an encouragement. I felt like it would bless the people that would hear it. And you guys would be encouraged if there's stuff you're going through right now or whatever stuff you go through in the future. I felt like you'd be encouraged. We don't have to change the way we're praying. We can pray from the finished work of the cross. We can pray from the finished work identity. I'm kind of slurring my words some. I think I've got a fever. But I really felt like this would bless you guys and this would be encouraging to you. So God bless you guys. Here's a little prayer thing. Have a good day. So I'm just praying, and I think I broke my finger. I think I broke both of them. But I'm just praying, and I felt like the Lord was like, you got to record this. And it's not weird, but it's just to say, like, we believe the gospel above how we feel. About 10 minutes ago, the door broke on one of my box vans, and it came smashing down. The door's probably well over 100 pounds, and it was moving. And I'm going to see Miss Maggie, my fiance, and she's going to check it out. But I've just been praying, and I just felt like this was important. So I'm going to act like you're not here. And I'm honestly, if I tried to keep talking normal, I'd freak out. So, Lord, I thank you for totally healing my finger. I thank you for setting me free, Jesus. I thank you that my healing was paid for. Your body was broken for me so that I could be healed, Jesus, so that I could live a healed life. And it's not to say that I wouldn't go through things. It's not to say that things couldn't just randomly happen sometimes, God. But it is to say that if I'm in trouble, that if I'm in need, you're right there. I thank you that you see me healed. You see me through the finished work of the cross, Jesus. You see me in perfection. And I'm not believing anything else, God. Even if I don't see this finger healed, God, I'm not going to live different. I'm not going to stop praying for the sick. I'm not going to stop laying hands on the sick and believing the gospel, Lord. I just thank you for healing me. I thank you for setting me free, God. I thank you that you so love me. You're so for me. You'll never change your mind about me. God, I pray that I would just wake up in the morning and just be like, whoa, and just not even surprised that it's totally healed, Lord. And God, I thank you for just the opportunity to grow in the middle of a trial, in the middle of something really painful. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're going to do in and through this, even though it was the devil, God. Even though the devil tried to hurt my finger, God, I just thank you for healing me. I thank you, God, for your work in my life, God. I thank you for salvation, God. I thank you for deliverance, Lord. And God, even if I don't see a thing change, God, I'm not changing. I'm not changing what I believe. I'm not changing my pursuit of you, Lord. I'm not changing any of it, Jesus. I'm going to follow you my whole life, all my days. And as I'm pulling up here, God, I just bless Maggie. I pray you give her supernatural healing power in Jesus' name. Or as soon as she touched it once, it'd be done for, Lord. And I just bless her. That was weird. Felt like we should do it.